Does he still play with that goddamn
the
keyboard?
Mechanical keyboard?
So. You bet he does. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most thought-out podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Okay.
I
thought you were about to do the, didn't we do that last week? I was about to go fucking spider monkey on your ass.
Nope. My brain was just in like, I got what he did. I did what he did.
See what you did there.
2 weeks ago, did you go... I know what the next 2 weeks are going to be.
No.
Thought out and then thought out.
Thought out was on the fly just because it happened to be March 1st. And then, you know, the whole debacle after that. I decided this morning that we'd be thought out.
Awesome.
Exactly.
We could have been nice, too. So.
We could have been many things. We could have been the hoodie cast because two of us are wearing hoods right now.
We could be the shorts cast that two of us are wearing shorts.
Two of us are wearing shorts. Funny enough, I'm the only one that fits into both categories. So in this Venn diagram here at the podcast.
You're the platypus.
We got on one side hoodies and the other side shorts. And I'm in the middle. Hoodies and shorts.
You're bringing everyone together.
I am.
The Crips and the Bloods. The
I bridge gaps between groups of people quite often. That's something I've been known to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's in my resume.
I think we were talking about the Eiffel Tower before the podcast, and that's all I can get out of in my head.
Bringing groups of people together. It's not just the Eiffel Tower. I want to stand between you two and hold each hand.
Not each hand. I have your balls.
Each pair of balls in the Eiffel Tower. So, spoiler alert, I haven't been asleep since yesterday.
Why?
Oh, do some cocaine, I see.
I couldn't sleep. I don't know why, but I couldn't. Unfortunately, this was compounded on the fact that it also daylight savings time, and so we jumped ahead an hour. So I was like, God, what? It's getting late. What time is it? 10! So here I am.
Here you are.
So are you going to just power nap after this?
I didn't start feeling tired until like right before the podcast. So it's,
Perfect timing.
I'm probably going to sleep after this.
Halfway through this.
Halfway through.
Hey, man, what? He fell asleep during a transition.
These guys won't stand a snooze.
Oh, a dick move would be fall asleep while one of you guys are talking. I was like, sorry, I was so close to sleep anyway.
The commitment for that joke would be impeccable.
That would be impeccable. So, you two are fired.
Really? All right.
No, I was just
we should go make our own podcast. I have so many
with
good
hookers
ideas.
And blackjack.
I was just trying to say something besides the whole "How are your weeks?" thing.
Oh.
So well, anything else? That
here's what I did after I was fired from the podcast last week. I watched the Avengers trailer a shit ton.
Like a new one?
Yeah.
Did you watch it in 4K?
What?
It's in like 4K resolution on YouTube, and I blew it up on my 55-inch off my PS4, and it was just like my eyes could just bleed out of my face. It's beautiful.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I had a lot of great things to say about that trailer. They've
hold on, big one. I want to know because I thought of you when I saw it. Did you freak out when you saw Vision?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Most
too.
Definitely.
I was like, fuck yeah!
His eyes moving and whatnot. Yep. Oh my God.
I was fucking ready for that.
Vision.
Wow. Just wow.
Oh, Vision Mustard.
Vision. He's got some yellow eyes.
You haven't slept in a day, huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry. I'm also slightly sick.
There will be no coffee on this podcast.
Aww. I started feeling sick about halfway through the week. I think it's allergies because it's starting to get nice here in Omaha.
Yeah.
And I had a huge, huge Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament to go to
That yesterday. Was not where I thought that was going.
No. I woke up at 4 o'clock yesterday morning to
where'd
go drive to Lenexa. Yeah, where'd you think it was going?
like a huge project or something, and you're like, I was so sick, but I had to get this project.
Oh, that's not where I thought you thought that was going.
Me neither.
Oh, did you think that was going to a dick thing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, no. I actually thought you were like, I was getting sick, and I had to get this fucking project done. Because that's usually what happens. If you have something huge you got to do, you get fucking sick.
I mean, my project was I had to get my invite to Nationals for Yu-Gi-Oh.
Did you get your invite?
We're not there in the story. So yeah. I'm feeling like garbage, and
You're not directing the story, okay? Yeah,
I'm in charge. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. we have like 2 hours of sleep, maybe. And we get up and we go drive 3.5 hours in my Prius. There's three other people besides me. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly roomy. They're kind of like the Doctor Who's time machine.
Oh, the Prius itself?
Yeah.
I thought like the people you were with made it roomy. Like they were like tiny men or something like that.
What the fuck is that thing called?
What?
His little police box. The TARDIS. Damn it. I was retarded.
You were retarded. Yeah, all right. Great joke.
Thank you. All right. So we get there, and I'm still feeling like garbage. So I have a bunch of Tylenol in the morning, and then I take Benadryl as a downer. Okay. And then I wait about
a good idea.
An hour, and then take a five-hour energy as an upper.
What?
Yeah.
What are you... are you guys trying to like mix like perfect boner juice or something?
No. We just have to. I have to like focus because I'm playing like a 4-year-old deck.
Have you ever heard of Adderall?
I have, but okay. I'm not gonna cheat that way. I want over the counter stuff.
Why exactly did you need the downer?
Because it's an allergy thing. It was Benadryl for my allergies,
dude. What?
But I couldn't be sleeping during the tournament. Why don't you just stay awake?
Why don't you just take non-drowsy Benadryl?
Because I went to the gas station and they didn't have any.
Why don't you just not kill yourself and just deal with the allergies for a little while?
Because I felt bad.
you should feel worse after Benadryl than a 5-hour energy.
I felt awesome. You remember watching the last Hobbit movie? How like it was all shot in that weird resolution? I was seeing that resolution in real life. Like I got to experience what Peter Jackson was going for in real life. Mm. It was pretty crazy. Long story short, I got my invite with tier zero is the best. I got my invite with like a tier 4, tier 5 deck, and I was real happy about it.
Nice.
Yeah. The most expensive deck of the format right now is about $1,000, like in 40 cards, and my deck is maybe 100, 150.
Hmm. Yeah. Sweet.
So everybody that I was like in my line, and they were like, what'd you play today? Like, oh, I was playing Necroz, the expensive deck. Oh, what are you playing today? I played the Legendary Six Samurai, and they were like, no, really. What did you play today? I'm like, that's it, man. That's me. And they're like, no, there's no way you did. Yeah, it was a good feeling. I don't know. I can't describe the feeling to you because I can't compare it to anything in your guys' lives. I don't know anything that would be like that.
Regardless, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Aww. So I'm not going to be here the weekend of June 26th.
Good.
Motherfucker.
Yep.
My birthday.
I know.
You son of a bitch.
It's my birthday gift. I get to go to Tennessee.
My birthday gift is one less tan.
Yeah. I can get that for you. That's what I was really trying to go for the tournament for. I was like, this is going to be perfect for Matt.
So I don't know how many podcasts honestly do this, but I had a thought. Have you ever guys been to the rant and raves on Craigslist?
I can answer both your questions. Yes and yes. A lot of podcasts do do this, but I don't care. Go ahead.
I figured we'd do it just once in a blue moon because I thought about it. Apparently the Runza at 108th and Emmett Street is super racist towards white people.
Really?
There's like four.
I've been to that one a lot.
There's like four articles on here about this guy that says I fucking hate white people.
Really?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate
that
too.
That's the one just off of Maple, right?
Yeah.
I've been to that one a lot going to Austin's house.
Yeah, apparently
that was
this
near
guy,
where we went to Taco Bell that one time.
These people thought the guy behind the counter was on the phone, but the guy was just straight staring at her husband, and he was like, fuck white people.
Oh, I need to go in there again.
Yeah, agreed. See if you can find this fuck white people guy.
It'd have to be the next time at Austin's. I don't go to Austin's much anymore since we stopped playing Pathfinder.
Go to Austin's, get mad at the racist guy, then take your food and just
laugh at him. We're not going to get mad at him. He's ignorant. There's no reason for us to get upset.
Yeah, you're ignorant. Like we said earlier in the podcast, I bring groups of people together. So if anyone should go, it's me.
Yeah.
Here's Matt, a good rant and the ambassador. Rave. Woman to come on. And go this on. Guy in all caps. Not all caps. Sorry, it loaded in all caps and it shrunk. I want a woman to worship my cum. Is that so hard to ask of anyone? I know you kinky fucks want some of this. And then right under, do not contact me. Okay, that's all we're doing.
I don't have the lady bits, but I can do the second thing you wish for.
Oh, God, that's creepy.
I was browsing 4chan, and there was a thread, and it was all about techniques on how to make you come more.
All right.
I didn't realize people wanted to do this. If anything, I would like to come less. I'd rather just like be a bell. Ding, 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 ding. Sweet, I'm done.
That's your orgasm? Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
I guess I don't like, get it.
What don't you get?
Why do you want less?
Well, if the... Why would I want more?
I don't know.
You have to fucking clean it up.
Of course. No. That's what a wife is for.
Oh.
Yeah, she sure. knows her place.
Yeah, Millicent is a dingling.
I'm sure you guys are having a lot of sex.
It's okay.
I don't want a bell.
I mean, unless you're one of those weird people that fap into a sock. Weirdos.
Stop looking at me, Matt.
Fap into all the socks.
I don't think I'd want a bell.
Tube socks all the way, bro.
No. Fuck that.
If they're like thin walls and like your little sister... is like you just get done with the market.
Fine.
The ice cream man's here. Let's go get the. She walks outside. I'm so disappointed, Matt. Did you hear the ice cream? And just like walk out all sweaty. Oh God, no, he's not here.
Oh, I heard him too. He drove off really fast.
Yes.
Maybe no, not confetti, because then you'd have to clean
confetti. You'd have to clean that up, shit up too.
Just
that'd be funny. Ah!
Just explodes.
Flag that says bang.
A flag that says bang that you put back in?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one. I feel like the Joker had surgery to get that shit.
You could have like an Assassin's Creed thing underneath your penis like that just shoots blade. The flag out. Like,
that'd actually be pretty cool.
I don't like that one because in the first Assassin's Creed, they had to take off a finger to do that.
They worked a way around that. Semantics. Leonardo's smart.
I get you. Leonardo was in the first one.
Was he?
He was not.
So I've been playing a lot of Civ 5 this week.
Oh, you lost your life again. All right.
Yeah, I did.
What?
How'd that go?
I did lose my life again.
Civ 5 just is a black hole. It's a black hole of life. Mm-hmm. You start it, you don't stop.
Right.
What? Just one more click, bro.
So I've been playing a lot of different like scenarios and shit like that. I started a game with Leaper, Arya, and Tyler, and I'm playing as France. Trying to get a good tourism victory.
Are you playing with mods?
No.
Oh.
Playing.
Is that with the guy or
not? That's the Brave New World.
Yeah, see, I didn't get that one.
Brave New Ruse.
Well, you know, I might have actually.
It's probably pretty cheap now.
I think I got it.
It came out like last spring.
Oops. So I would check.
So
it out
for all the listeners
library.
At home who are. Dumb and don't know what Civ 5 is. Okay. Could well, you let you them and me know here. What what Civ 5 is?
Civilization 5 is a real-time strategy game where you play as different civilizations through time, and basically you try and you pick a civilization. Each of them are unique in the fact that they either have like unique units, unique buildings, unique like. Powers, like abilities that each of them have that makes them suited to different types of victory and like terrain. And then, you know, I usually play with random, so whatever I randomly get, I'll then try and win whatever they're best at. Some are kind of multi-suited, some you can kind of want to go for one type of victory. Basically, the turns are years, and you start like fucking whatever BC, and you advance all the way to modern day. And you either try and win a culture victory, which is you become influential over the other civs, and your tourism is really high. a domination victory in which you take all the other civilizations' capitals through war. A scientific victory where you build spaceship parts and are the first to leave the planet. And a diplomatic victory where you get voted world leader through the World Congress.
That's kind of cool.
I wish they did religion victories. I love
religion victories would be great because religion is a strong. Like, you'll make a religion, you'll have certain beliefs, and those beliefs will be like gain 2 happiness for every city following this religion. Or
it's really cool.
One of the things I like is sword into plowshares, which is 15% growth rate when you're not at war. Because I don't play war much because war takes for fucking ever, and the game already takes forever. But yeah, it's a sweet game. I was actually going to pull up all the civilizations that are in it so I can let you know all the cool civs you could play as.
Okay, this apparently says I already own Brave New World, so I'm going to assume I do.
So I saw your post about it today. Today, yesterday, whatever, on the podcast page, and I was like, this game looks intense.
It will. I didn't think I would get addicted, but like 3 like maps or 3 I guess gameplays through, I was fucking hooked.
Yeah.
I spent like 9 hours one time playing the game.
Wow.
That's fucking roughly what it takes to complete a game.
Yeah.
9 hours to complete one game?
It takes a really long time. You could probably do it. I mean, you could do it quicker on, like, with fewer civs. But I usually like playing with, like, 8 or 10.
It's really fun online, but it takes for fucking
It takes
ever.
Even longer online. Because you got people like fucking Leaper who get into wars and, like, turn 2. And wars take for fucking ever because you have to move each unit individually.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew. You can't, like, drag all of them?
No.
You can't, like, stack units. You know, each unit is a tile. They're, like, hexagonal tiles. Like HeroScape, pretty much. But you have to fucking, yeah, you have to move them individually.
Ew.
It's fucking annoying. Yeah. And it takes forever. And some people, like fucking Tyler, are busy sending me pictures on Skype.
Oh, my God.
When it's his fucking turn.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to tag him in this so he really knows how you feel.
Oh, he knows how I feel.
Yeah.
And, like, I hate
that guy. Does he still play with that goddamn
the
keyboard?
The mechanical keyboard? So, you bet he does.
So you're just like, oh, man, I played a game, saw a nice quiet. Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
Yeah. Not only that, but we were playing with Arya, who could be heard in the background of Tyler's mic, playing a fucking rhythm game between turns, and you just hear clack, 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 clack,
clack. Wow.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
I'm here to play! Okay.
That kind of does bother me with games, like, especially big games. Games that seem like they take forever, but they really don't, just because people do things on the side. Like,
right.
HeroScape would go much, much faster if we didn't all do other things or like mess around. If like the jokes happened in the game, not out of the game, I think that would help a lot.
Yeah, HeroScape's definitely one of those games where, especially when like someone's like, oh, is it my turn? Like, you literally always go after the same person.
Yeah.
Like, just pay attention. We're 2 hours into this game.
Yeah.
If you just saw them go, it's always you after. But Civ 5 is just long regardless. I mean, even if everyone played fucking perfect right on the turn, it would be super long.
Yeah.
It doesn't help when you make it even fucking longer. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm just the way I play games, like Civilization and HeroScape and stuff like that, I know what I'm doing before my turn happens. Unless something
drastic
happens right before my turn, I usually know exactly what I'm going to do on my turn. So the second it's my turn, I take my turn and I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know. I love playing games. Games are a big passion of mine, whether online games or board games or card games or games.
Games.
Yeah, don't ask me to describe it. It's a new type of game. We would really understand.
Oh, okay. Because we got a douche in the room now.
Yeah. Well, I've been in the room the whole time. But it bothers me when, like, I have this game called A Touch of Evil, where we have a bunch of civilians in like a Ichabod Crane style town, and it's being attacked by like a werewolf, a vampire, the headless horseman, or a scarecrow.
Right.
And the turns are really fast if you get to go. Like if you pay attention and you follow what everybody's doing. That's why Settlers of Catan is so easy, is because every time you roll the die, everybody is engaged. That's why Monopoly seems to take forever, is because it's singular play as opposed singular to play, like Catan. Catan takes a long time too, but everybody's doing everything on everybody's turn.
Right. And what's annoying sometimes is like I also plan out, because in Civilization, you have to find out how you're going to win the game and completely focus on it. So, like, if you're trying to win a culture victory and then you're like, oh, well, maybe I'll get some extra science, you fucking lost. Someone beat you to a culture victory. So you really got to focus on what you're doing. So I know for me, like, if I'm going to get a religion and how fast, I usually know what tenets I want. And I know there's a lot of people that will, like, get to the religion screen and then go, what do I want for my religion? It's like, how do you not know, you know?
I always come prepared, like, when I'm making choices and stuff, like the big ones. Yeah. I'm always, like, well prepared for it. Like, fantasy football, man, I'm always prepared with my choices.
Oh, yeah, same fantasy football drafts. I am the same way. I always pick, when it comes up to my turn, I know who I want. And if he goes a turn before me, I usually have a backup.
Yeah.
My turns are always like this and this. My turns go so fast. But I swear to God, there was this one guy. His name was fucking Dustin. One of the leagues I used to do, like, when I was, like, 19, 20. His fucking picks would take forever that people were so like, we need a clock. We need a pick clock. And if you don't pick in time, you get whatever's the best available player, the highest ranked.
Yeah.
Because he would take fucking, it would take, like, 10 minutes for him to make a pick.
Yeah, we have a 10-minute clock on ours.
Yeah, and these, you know, were live drafts, so there's not, like, you know, we're all at the same place. And so, just fucking... Anyway.
I had a friend who wanted to do a fantasy Smash Brothers draft for Evo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think it ever got off the ground, but it seemed really cool. Now that I've watched The League, I would totally do it, but before then I was like, I don't understand how that works.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've pulled up a list of civilizations you can play as. So let me take a sip of my drink first, because I'm going to be talking for quite a bit.
So do you think I should actually try and get this game? I have kind of a limited
attention span
schedule. I don't think I could drop 9 hours in a row playing Civ.
The longest I think Matt and I have ever played in a row is like 5 hours.
Okay. So it's something that if you want to throw your time into, you can. But I could play for like an hour and be done, right?
Yeah, you can save.
You can just save.
Okay.
Like our scenarios, I'm pretty sure we still have one save. Like I have one save.
There's a video of us playing on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so here's who you can play as. You can play as America, Arabia, Assyria, Austria, the Aztecs, Babylon.
Yeah. I love me some Aztecs.
Brazil.
Why?
Because they're always fucking right next to me, and they're early warmongers.
They are.
Go on.
Byzantium, Carthage, the Celts, China, Denmark, Egypt, England, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Greece, the Huns, the Inca, India, Indonesia, the Iroquois, Japan, Korea, Maya, Mongolia, Morocco, Netherlands, Ottomans, Persia, Poland,
I like Persia.
Polynesia, Portugal, Rome, Russia, Shoshone, Siam, Songhai, Spain, Sweden,
I like
Sweden. Venice, Zulu.
What was the last one?
Zulu.
Okay.
And the Zulu I fucking hate too, just like the fucking Aztecs.
Yeah, they're just because they're angry people.
Well, because they wage war on you so early, because all their special units are ancient era units. So they have their best units when the game fucking starts.
Yeah.
And if you're exploring your little island, and you're like, oh, who's on this island with me? oh, fuck, it's Montezuma. And then you're just like...
Yeah. Then they just go to Pound Town on you.
Did you guys ever watch the show Deadliest Warrior?
Yes.
I played the video game.
There's a video game?
It's horrible.
Okay.
It was a free PlayStation
the show,
Plus
to be honest,
game.
It's not that great either, but...
I thought it was really interesting.
It does trip my my history nerd stuff like this game does.
Totally. Zulu.
Chaka Zulu faced who the fuck? William Wallace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
This is fun to say.
And then he turned around and William Wallace had a rap battle with George Washington.
Yes, he did. He's flawless.
William Wallace, active dude in our New Age community.
Yeah, sure is. So yeah, each civilization has kind of their benefits. You know what? Let's just pick out one here.
Damn. They got the recipes for the Arnold Palmer mixes.
I'm drinking an Arnold Palmer, like a big jug of it, because it was cheap from a store that was going out of business, and they got like alcoholic mixes. I don't know.
Are all the Bag and Saves going out of business?
I know the one here is, and the one on 144th and Center is.
Oh, no really? Way. That one's been there forever.
Yeah. Oh, well, they've all been there since Albertson's left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That's before my time in Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Albertsons. That place always smelled like fish, though. I thought it was really fucking random.
Okay, so let's look at one specific civ, and you'll get a kind of an idea of like how specified each one is. So here's Assyria. Assyria gets their special ability is the treasures of Nineveh, and it's when you conquer a rival city, you steal one of that civilization's technologies. So this is like a good civ where you don't really have to worry too much about science. If you build your military, you conquer other people, you get their science.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you get to take it. And they get a royal library, which replaces the regular library, which generates more science, has a great work of writing, gives experience to military units. Then they also have a siege tower, which replaces the catapult.
Yeah.
Which has a plus 200% combat bonus for cities.
Wow.
So you can kind of see how they're very specific.
Yeah, the war people.
Yeah, like what you're looking at here from Assyria is it's probably best to, you know, a medieval era war. And it honestly, if you did want to focus a little bit on science, it wouldn't be hard for a science victor either.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to keep also taking science.
Yo, bro, took that science.
So it's cool shit like that. I can't really think of a civ I really hate playing as. Germany. I don't really like playing as Germany. Kind of boring to me.
The gas bill's really high over there. Andy.
Oh, God.
How was your week?
Oh, good. I got some leadway in Schindler's on the script, so that's going.
Great.
Yeah.
If you're looking for any extras, please don't ask me. I teach children.
I have a credit on IMDb. So
you want a second one?
You can look me up for your movie.
Well,
you can't look me up yet because I haven't made myself a profile.
Oh, well, there we go. You're not a celebrity yet.
I've been an international podcast sensation for 6 years.
What constitutes a sensation?
Being fantastic. Don't laugh.
Have I been an international podcast sensation for the... How long have I been on this show? It hasn't been a year, has it?
You fucking lose track of it so
easily. Like 9 months.
June?
I think it was June or July.
Damn. Eventually,
we'll look that up later. I need to know.
And then next thing you know, it's like 2017.
Actually, next thing you know, you're almost a half hour of this podcast.
You carry a baby in with you to the podcast, and you're just like, where's life gone from here? And then I'm like, hey, Matt, you want a baby? And I throw it at you and leave.
Okay.
And then I never come back.
Okay.
So, these guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is Gaming News on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
What did you need?
Me? Oh, no, it was nothing. All I heard from Andy was blah, 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 lumberjack. Like, that's it. That's all I heard.
I'm going to Oregon. I want to be a lumberjack.
Star Trek Online honors Leonard Nimoy with an in-game Spock statue.
Spock!
So Star Trek Online, you know, of course, they say live long and prosper. They have Spock on it. Speaking of Spock, didn't he do the fucking voices for Civ 5?
I don't know.
Like, I think when you build a... I'm going to look it up real quick.
I heard about this really cool game. It's Star Trek based. I don't think it's licensed, but it's done all on your iPads. It's a living room game. You throw up something on your TV.
Civ 4.
And everybody has iPads, and they each have a battle station on a starship. And you have one person who's a captain who doesn't have one, and he's barking orders to what's happening on the screen. And you can
take... What the fuck is this called?
I don't know. My dad was telling me about it. Either... Yeah, he was... It sounded really, really cool. And you could, like, take and have two people battle online, like two starships. I mean, that just sounds absolutely fantastic. Like, a group of five people, you're just like, raise the shields, Alicia, raise the shields in the front, Sam, put thrusters to half, I'm the captain. I don't know why I said that afterwards.
I'm the captain.
I think I know what game you're talking about.
iPad.
Yeah?
I think so.
It
sounds familiar.
It sounds super cool. If it doesn't exist and my dad was making it up, we need to make it.
It sounds similar to a game the Grumps played. I can't really think of it off the top of my head. But anyway, so if you play Star Trek,
I think I might have found it. Does Artemis ring a bell?
Maybe.
I found it. One second.
It sounds really nifty, like something just to play, like as a party game.
HBO Go is now available on PS4. So if you got a PS4...
Unless you got Comcast.
Unless you got Comcast, really?
Yep. You can't do it on Comcast.
Do you have Comcast, Andy?
No. No one. I don't think Comcast is in Omaha.
Goes back to our old friend Oligopoly that we talked about last week.
I think it was actually last week.
There's a reason Comcast isn't here.
I just knew that Cox existed here, but I didn't know what the other one was.
Yeah, damn right Cox exists here. CenturyLink is the other one.
Thank you. Oh, that's right. It has a big building.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got the CenturyLink Center.
Yeah.
It's a big place. People go.
Jesus, this thing is $40. But this is exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah? It sounds cool.
Yacht Club Games teases Shovel Knight, Plague of Shadows. Shovel Knight will have multitude of free DLC, including multiplayer, a versus mode, and a new Plague Knight expansion titled Plague of Shadows.
A versus mode? That sounds super cool. Multiplayer sounds even cooler.
Yeah, it sounds like awesome.
Going through the levels, is it two Shovel Knights? Shovel Knight, Shovel Knight?
I would assume it would be like how a Mario game would be. Like, an older Mario game would be. Yeah. When he dies, the other one picks up.
See, that makes sense.
I would assume.
Have like a blue one and a gray one?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh. What if the other one's Shield Knight?
I did say that.
Oh, you did?
I said, yeah, but I was thinking more they were going at the same time and they'd like combo moves and shit together. That's more of what I was thinking.
I didn't think about that. I was just figuring, giving how, like, you know, the inspirations that made the game, it would be like that where you'd switch off.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I don't know how Shield Knight would be. Like a combative.
It would be weird. Yeah.
It's coming out for the PS4 the end of that spring sale madness that PSN's doing, and I might buy it if it's a decent price. Because they always give the PlayStation.
Yeah, I would say $30 or under, decent price for Shovel Knight.
Seriously, $30?
It's a valuable game. I don't think it's ever been that expensive. Just what I'm saying is. If you find it for $30 or fewer,
it's worth the
investment.
$10 on PSN.
Probably. That's probably what it's going to be.
I've been digging some indie games. There's some great ones this month. There's a Counter Spy one that like randomly generates levels each time you load.
Nice. Heroes of the Dorm Tournament offers free college tuition for winners. Blizzard Entertainment and TESPA have announced Heroes of the Dorm, a Heroes of the Storm Tournament, offering MOBA-savvy students a chance to win free tuition for the rest of their college career.
That's cool.
What's Heroes of the Storm?
Like League of Legends.
You're going to ask me questions, aren't you?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. Is it League of Legends?
It's Blizzard's League of Legends.
Oh, okay. I have a friend who plays League like a lot. Like he's on like a team and like he has a Facebook page.
IGN. I went to IGN to find out exactly what Heroes of the Storm is, and just says it's all about working as a team in an objective-based battlegrounds. Oh, thanks, IGN.
Yeah, it's basically Dota.
Okay.
And League of Legends and all that.
Yeah.
But Blizzard's version. And Valve snatched that copyright up super fast, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So because Blizzard probably should have been the ones to make it.
The Heroes of the Dorm tournament will begin on March 28th and take place across three rounds. Open qualifiers begin March 28th. A single elimination bracket begins April 11th. And the Heroic Four live event to be held in late April. It will be broadcast live on ESPN3.
Oh, on ESPN3? I can't get Taekwondo shit there, but like you get... Okay, it's fine. Whatever.
All right, guys. So that will do it for gaming news. And if you include the beginning of the podcast, that's a lot of fucking gaming news.
That is.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and move on to technology.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
The mobile industry is dipping its toes in 5G waters for the next generation.
Oh, wow. They're already up to 5G. Or they're starting it?
Yeah, they're working on making 5G networking a reality.
All right. I'll believe it when I see it.
What's the difference between 3 and 4?
Just speed.
Faster.
So like lots 4 and 5 will just be speed?
Yeah.
Lots of technical shit, but speed.
Basically, 3G actually meant something. Like, there was 3Gs in whatever 3G was called.
Yeah.
And then 4G...
4G is supposed to be known as LTE.
Basically, they just put a number in it to make it seem numerically superior. But it's just a faster version of
marketing
3G's.
Bullshit. Basically. Yeah, I get it.
So, that'll be around. Probably a couple of years, though.
That's cool.
The 5G infrastructure is expected to become the nervous system of the digital society and digital economy, said a guy named Gunther.
Gunther's got this, bro.
He's a European Commission member.
Gunther's got this.
Gunther.
5G networks will transfer data much faster than today's 3G and 4G. Well, no shit. Jinx.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it.
The 5G will transfer data slower, but it looks cooler when you do it.
Yeah.
You get to see sparkles.
It'll make your phone nice and toasty for your hands.
It'll send an automatic email to everyone that you know saying, hey, this faggot's using 5G.
Yeah. As soon as you stop using 5G, it emails out your search history to everyone you know.
Oh, no. But it does it better slower than 4G.
Better not take those dick pics. It'll hold you ransom. It wasn't that funny, Tam.
I'm sorry. I thought it was hilarious. 5G, 4G, just mediocre fifth grade jokes.
Amazon opens online marketplace on rival Alibaba's Tmall. Now, Amazon is opening a market in China. Now, okay. China, as you know, doesn't have a lot of the things that we have. They have things that are made specifically for China, and Alibaba is their Amazon.
Oh.
So now Amazon's opening themselves a market in China, which is a large fucking market.
Hmm. They're going to get a fuckload of money.
Where's China?
Yeah, where's China? What's that?
It's in Asia.
Okay.
It's on the right side.
Slow down.
You're looking at a map.
Oh!
Thank you, fourth podcast member.
That's the garage.
Makes it clear for me. Okay. I was going to say Alibaba. That's a place, right? Isn't there like a story with the main character named Alibaba?
I don't know who the fuck Alibaba is.
There's a story. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. I remember from Aladdin 3. Yeah.
What?
It was his dad.
Oh, God.
It was his dad.
Oh.
And the touch of Midas or whatnot. That movie was actually good. Aladdin 2, a stinky pile of horseshit. But Aladdin 3, he gets to meet his dad. His dad is Alibaba, and he has the 40 Thieves. And like Aladdin's like, I want to join you, Dad. It's essentially Star Wars. But and Dad's like, no, don't do it. And then the 40 Thieves, they go find Midas, and then like the guy touches it and dies.
Yeah, you should
totally see Aladdin 4 where he fucks a boo.
Aladdin 4, monkey's uncle.
Oh my god. I was not expecting that.
But yeah. Alibaba, if you want to hear Tam rant any more obscure Disney movies.
If you want to hear Tam rant more, press 1. I don't hear anything. Yeah, Microsoft sues Kyocera over Android phone patents. I know what you're thinking.
All right, go on. I have a very confused face on right now.
I can see it.
What I'm thinking is, Kyocera still around?
Oh, I would imagine they're still around, probably in Japan.
Microsoft may be taking some steps to make nice with the Android world, but the company is still willing to pick fights on its royalty payments. The Windows maker has sued Kyocera in the U.S. over claims that Android phones like the Brigadier and the Hydro series violate 7 patents on features like location tracking and messaging.
There's just so many lawsuits that have to just do with so much shit. It's just got to be just, so...
No, we invented that.
Yeah. Nope.
We invented it.
Nope.
Like, I get the...
Did you hear about the kid in Texas or Tennessee that made up a fake company and sued Apple for patents and apparently got like $582 million and like totally got away with it?
Huh.
It sounds like something I'm going to find on Snopes that says fake.
Here. To the internet, keep going.
I guess. Yes, sir, Commander Andy. I get that people need to be paid for the things that they invent. I get that. But is it so trivial that you have to like constantly sue everybody that like, oh, I made that one particular thing? Like,
what's crazy about it when it comes to like phone companies is that they sue people over shit that it's like
all the time.
It's like you consider that an invention. Like, no, we had the 3 millimeter thick screen. You can't have a 3 millimeter thick screen. It's like, you invented that, really?
I want the Bell family to be like, I'd like to sue everyone.
Yeah.
It's all mine.
Yeah. Shit like that. Like, no, you're using a GPS tracker that's too similar to mine. All GPS trackers are similar to each other.
Yeah.
They're GPS trackers. They do one fucking thing. Track the GPS. GPS.
You made it clear. Thank you.
Yeah. A legendary lost civilization buried in the Honduran rainforest was found.
Ooh.
That's really interesting.
The City of the Monkey God, or the White City. All names given to the lost, rumored to exist, pristine Honduran rainforest sound mythical, but National Geographic reports that we have evidence that the legendary city was real.
That's where Aladdin 4 takes place.
That's where Boo gets railed.
Yeah.
This week, an expedition returned from a remote and still secret Honduran location, where they confirmed a long-rumored existence of not just a hidden city, but a whole civilization.
Well,
Civilization 6.
Civ 6.
Abu's revenge.
It's just Abu is the commander. It's like, I don't
no
know.
Way, no way, commander. I can't do that.
He's
throwing poop at him. What the fuck else should we do?
Abu's, he's one of your advisors.
Abu's got a drinking problem. Constantly wants to go to war.
Abu's just fucking everything right now.
Literally and figuratively.
No, Abu.
All right, guys. That will do it for tech news. You guys want to move on to our last segment?
Yes, sir.
Have a good time.
There's one more?
You want the news? You can't handle the news.
Oh, completely.
This is news on 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Man, you got Scarlett's drop down.
Ah, there it is.
The joke that keeps on going.
The Holocaust.
I think the Holocaust is much funnier than the Skylar is Tam joke.
I get what you're saying at this point. But I can't agree with your statement.
That's fair. I got halfway and went, we're going to lose viewers.
just like three.
What if they watch the YouTube show?
There's no way anyone fucking watches our logo.
I do. Am I the viewer?
You just viewer. Look at it. Yeah. You don't tab out and do another tab and do other stuff.
Nope. Because I have to do it on my phone and I'm not allowed to do that.
There's apps that do that for you.
Are there?
Yeah.
There's an app that lets you
YouTube in the background.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My God. Cops find weed in a sour cream container marked not weed.
That's great.
A man in Lincoln, Nebraska has been cited for possessing pot inside a container that has been slapped with not weed. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that a Lancaster County deputy stopped the man around 9 p.m. Officers found the plastic sour cream container during a search of his car. The driver that acknowledged that the pot belonged to him. He was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving and cited for having less than an ounce of marijuana.
Huh. That's funny. Not weed.
The two cops are there, and it's like, hey, Chuck, is this weed? Read the container, asshole.
It clearly says it's not.
It's not weed. Give it back to the man. He needs his sour cream.
I like how, like, to search a vehicle without your permission, they need, like, a really reasonable reason to do so. Could you imagine just looking in the back and seeing a container that says not weed and being like, all right, I'm going to have to take a look at that.
It's like, I was planning on going into setting up a speed trap later, but I'm going to just pull everything out of your car now.
This has happened.
They find another one that says weed, and they're like, ah, and just dump it out. And sour
full of sour cream.
Damn it! He got us!
I would probably let that guy go, to be honest. if he went through that, I mean, he went through the rigmarole, because he had to keep a fridge in his car in order for the sour cream not to go to bed. Yeah. Or just every day he spends $3.99 on some sour cream.
It could just be spoiled sour cream he's keeping there for the
cops.
For the bit, yeah.
Hope that gets all over your
hands. One of these days.
One of these days I'm going to get caught.
This will be perfect.
Yeah, for when I fuck up.
So apparently, this past week, Louisville, Kentucky smelled bad.
Why?
And they found the source. Agency told news outlets the natural occurring smell is a chemical in the soil called geosmin. It's to blame for a musty mildew-like smell that has led to dozens of complaints. They say the chemical has a low odor threshold and has been exacerbated by the wet, muddy conditions in the wake of the recent snowfall and rain.
Whoa, it's not that funny either, Tim.
I'm sorry.
Nord said the smell is non-toxic and isn't coming from industrial sites, but can be particularly disturbing.
Is that town just full of old people? It's mess.
It's not great out here. I'm dead. Why does it always smell like Murray out here?
I miss my children.
My kids!
Okay, there's a man who can get drunk from eating fries.
Fuck yeah!
This man suffers from auto-brewery syndrome, a condition that means his stomach produces too much yeast and turns any carbs into alcohol.
Oh, fuck yeah! That's like a 99-cent night of just getting fucked up.
For a while, he says he didn't know what was happening, saying that he would get sick for no reason with stomach pains and headaches. Friends and family started to suspect he had a drinking problem, and his wife even started searching the house, convinced he had a secret stash of booze. He told the BBC, it was weird. I'd eat some carbs and all of a sudden I was goofy, vulgar. Every day for a year I'd wake up and vomit. Sometimes it would come over the course of a few days and sometimes just bam, I'm drunk.
Damn. That's crazy.
Wife goes to the freezer and is like, what is this? This is a bottle of curly fries.
I swear to God it wasn't me. What did we say, Harold?
All right. Despite having countless hospital tests, including 3 colonoscopies and 3 endoscopies, the condition was only diagnosed after he was fed a carb-heavy meal. His blood alcohol level shot up to 120 milligrams per 100 milliliters of blood. That's the same as having 7 shots of whiskey. Now he's been giving antifungal drugs and was put on a low-carb diet to combat the condition.
Poor guy.
He's going to look ripped.
However, he still experiences 1 or 2 episodes a month. God, that's gonna suck. Just
no.
Or it'd be really awesome. Like
worst thing about that is just being drunk when you don't want to be drunk.
Or being drunk when you don't want to be drunk. You know? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just a constant circle. He's like, I have to eat this bread to make this hangover go away.
Hair of the dog. Pass me that cinnamon roll.
A court rules a man cannot sue Applebee's for getting burned while praying over fajitas.
I just want to let this one sit for just a little bit. I love this story. Continue.
A New Jersey appellate court says a man cannot seek damages for the burns he suffered while bowing his head in prayer over a sizzling steak fajita skillet at a restaurant.
Wow.
The ruling, made public this past Wednesday, upheld a lower court's ruling that dismissed his lawsuit. The man claimed a waitress didn't warn him the dish was hot, but the lower court found the food posed an open and obvious danger.
I'm so glad they used common sense. Just...
The man said he bowed his head, then heard the loud sizzle, followed by a grease pop. He then felt a burning sensation in his left eye and on his face.
Ooh, ow. I mean, I'd be pissed
The man said he panicked and knocked the food on his lap, causing more burns.
Oh, no. Let me pull this hot plate towards me. I took a dish from another table and poured it on, too. Yeah. I reached for a water, but I got nachos.
Dunked my head in some ice cream and I got a brain freeze. I was just trying to nullify the heat. All right, guys, our final story and news here. Anthony James David took his neighbors to an NFL game.
Let me put this out. Three first names. It's going to be a good story.
The only problem is he was using the neighbor's stolen credit card. Florida man who generously offered to treat his neighbors to a Tampa Bay... Tampa Bay's Buccaneers football.
Ugh.
He may not have been so generous after all. Anthony James David, who was 37 of Spring Hill, Florida, was arrested Friday on various fraud charges, according to a release from the county sheriff's department. The arrest came after neighbors Bill and Melissa Callahan reported that the credit cards had been used fraudulently to purchase a wide variety of goods, including flowers from a florist, food from Panera, and $750 worth of legal services from an attorney.
Who was the neighbor?
Bill and Melissa.
Callahan. Like from Callahan Auto?
Shut up!
From Tommy Boy?
Spelled the accepted way, yes.
Yes!
You don't know about your auto cars.
I wouldn't stick my head up a bull's ass. I just take my word from the butcher.
So if anyone offers to take you to a horrible football team game...
I know. That sucks.
Check your credit cards, because you could be paying with your money.
That's so...
I got scammed for Tampa Bay tickets.
Their uniforms look like a digital clock.
My headcanon is like the dude drops his wallet. Like three first named guy. I don't remember. I didn't care. He puts his credit card in his pocket and then hands the dude back his credit card, his wallet, and is like, "Here you go, man. By the way, what are you doing on Saturday?"
I'll distract you with Tampa Bay tickets.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that is the last story I got, and that will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. So remember to email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. And search for us on youtube.com, 3-Hit Combo Podcast. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.